On a hot, sunny day, right in the middle of hurricane season, Greg Berman took me for a walk in the flood zone.
So we are kind of in between Green Pond and Great Pond in Falmouth.
Berman is a coastal processing specialist on the Cape, and he's showing me how much of this narrow peninsula could be flooded in a 100-year storm, like a Category 3 hurricane.
Right now we're in the flood zone, and we could just walk up kind of to the head of where the waters will reach and then work our way down towards the ocean.
All right, I'll follow you.
All righty.
We walk just a little way and the street curves, and it looks like we could be in almost any suburban town in Massachusetts. Tree-lined streets and single-family homes with garages and lawns. Our first stop is on a corner that's in the flood zone, but just barely. Here, Berman says, the water would be lapping at our toes.
So we'd pretty much be at the shoreline of Nantucket Sound during the storm right now.
And we're pretty far in.
Right, so this is over a half a mile landward.
As we walk that half a mile down toward the ocean, the hypothetical water rises fast, even after just a couple of blocks.
So now we're getting flooded about a foot, so maybe halfway up your calf kind of thing.
All of this, of course, is only in a major storm, and only if the FEMA flood maps bear out. But it's striking. In just this one neighborhood of Falmouth, more than 400 homes are in the flood zone, including many that are not even right along the water.
One of the reasons that these areas of land in this spot are so vulnerable is because they're so low and they rise so gently that it doesn't take as much water to flood a very large horizontal area.
That's true across much of Falmouth and much of Cape Cod. And a significant number of these homes are relatively new, built in the 1970s and 80s. So they've only been through one hurricane, Bob. Jeff Donnelly, who studies hurricanes at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, says Bob was not even much of a test for how the Cape would fare today in a major hurricane.
It's not much of a test because it was only a fairly minor Category 2 storm.
Whereas the Cape could well be looking at a Category 3, along the lines of the 1938 hurricane. But even more than just one major storm, Donnelly says we should be thinking about the possibility of getting a series of hurricanes, back to back, over a relatively short period of time.
We had an interval where we had the 1938 hurricane, followed by the 1944 hurricane, followed by two hurricanes in 1954, followed by another hurricane in 1960.
Donnelly says it's only a matter of time before we see another active period. And the Cape looks pretty different now. For one thing, a lot more people live here today than did in the 1950s.
So now we're up at over 250,000, whereas before we were at about 25,000. Most of the hurricanes that I was describing are occurring before that population increase.
Not only has the population of the Cape increased almost tenfold, but much of the shoreline has also been very built up. Charlene Greenhalge has watched that firsthand as a town planner in Dennis, Chatham, Truro, and Harwich.
In my 30 years, the development in the communities I've worked in has been tremendous. A lot of redevelopment, you know, old cottage colonies that people have bought and made into larger homes, second homes.
As town planner, it's part of her job to be sure anything built or rebuilt now in the flood zone is built higher and stronger. And she says she and her fellow town administrators think about hurricanes all the time. But
people, not the towns, people have become very complacent. Oh, we haven't had that storm. And that big storm's going to happen.
And when it does happen, she says, the best thing towns can do is have a strong emergency plan in place and just try to get everyone out of the way. Back in East Falmouth with Greg Berman, it's easy to see why. We've finished that half-mile walk to the beach and are now in the obvious part of the flood zone.
Basically, this is kind of the end of the line. We've hit Nantucket Sound. This is the point that in a 1% chance storm, you would have 16 feet of water from the ground up into the air.
16 feet of water back in 1954, when Hurricanes Carol and Edna hit, would have been a lot less of a problem. Because back then, this whole peninsula was still just forest. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields.